Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning. That's for severe thunderstorms over the southwestern parts of the Free State. And then no rain on the cards for Gauteng on this Friday. But in Mpumalanga, a light drizzle along the escarpment this morning. Isolated showers and thunder showers can be expected over parts of Limpopo and northwest later today. And it will be hot in places. Pretoria up to 33. Joburg, Mbombela and Rustenburg 31. Emalahleni and Polokwane a high of 30.
Thank you very much for your message, Jackie, who says there was an accident involving a trailer with cars last night on the N1 near Rigel. She mentions those cars are lost, homeless, probably injured or traumatized. Please be very careful in the area.
A businessman and two of his bodyguards were killed in a shooting at a Sandton restaurant last night. Gauteng police say an argument escalated between the businessman, management and security when the man insisted to enter the restaurant with his armed bodyguards. Two patrons in the restaurant were among the four wounded. And in Zimbabwe, the country's national parks management is warning that a proposed coal mining project in Zimbabwe's Hwange Park poses a threat to its endangered black rhino population. The Hwange Park is renowned for its safaris. Zimbabwe Zimparks have now urged the country's Ministry of Mines and Mining Development to cancel the mining project. A Chinese firm has applied to prospect for coal in the area comprising more than 16,000 hectares, less than 8 kilometres from the rhino's protected zone. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well, the Comrades Marathon Association yesterday confirmed there would be 2 staggered starts at this year's race, which is a downrun between Maritzburg and Durban on the 8th of June. 2 separate groups will start outside of Pietermaritzburg City Hall, one at 5:45 in the morning and the other at 6. The decision follows complaints after the last downrun with sharp corners and narrow roads in Maritzburg creating safety hazards. But the announcement has left more questions, like will the new staggered starts be timed from gun to tape or mat to mat? And what determines who starts in which group? So the Marathon Association certainly has answers to give, and they've set up a Q&A site on their website as well, and they'll be looking to answer more of those, but I think it's just confusion at the moment. Proteas all-rounder Vian Mulder has been picked up by the Sunrisers Hyderabad as a replacement for Bryden Cass for the upcoming edition of the IPL. The news comes after Cass was ruled out of the 2025 edition due to a toe injury. Big rugby on at least just one match. The gloves will come off when the Sharks and Emirates Lions clash in Durban tomorrow in the only URC match of the weekend, and it's silverware up for grabs as they battle it out, at least the Sharks do, for the SA Shield. 8 fixtures in the Europa League last 16 last night. It was first leg matches all round. Manchester United drew 1-1 away to Real Sociedad. Tottenham suffered a 1-0 loss away to Alkmaar. Rangers beat Fenerbahce. There were also wins for Lyon, Roma, Lazio, Eintracht Frankfurt and Bodo Glimt. And just hours after Lehlono Losiema completed his media duties at Sekhukhune United's Nedbank Cup press conference yesterday, he was fired as the head coach. It's the second time that the club axed Siema after firing him towards the end of last season, but there are suggestions that the firing was not necessarily about results, rather a broken relationship with the club's big wigs. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine.